From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting the United States will expand its presence in Iraq. The next stage in the U.S. effort to help Iraq fight Islamic State militants could begin within 6 to 8 weeks. That's the announcement from the White House that it's adding 450 U.S. military advisors and sending them to Iraq, in a new effort to bolster Iraqi forces battling the militant group. This is White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest.
The president and his team are confident that for now, 450 troops are additional military personnel are what is necessary to fulfill this expanded advise and assist and training mission to Qatim Air Base. But what is also true is the president's going to continue to push his national security team to continually evaluate the strategy.
The White House says the new American personnel will augment the 3,100 U.S. military trainers already in Iraq. It said Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi asked for more Americans, and the Pentagon also made that recommendation. The Australian Prime Minister Tony Abbott warned Thursday of the Islamic State group's global ambitions and said more must be done to combat the organization's extremist mass appeal. Mr. Abbott was speaking in Sydney at the opening address of a regional conference with an aim to help governments come up with a more unified plan to counter and prevent the distribution of terrorist propaganda. Prime Minister said Australia is looking for ways to get tougher with its citizens who go to fight with overseas terrorist groups. More on our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Myanmar opposition leader Aung San Suu Kyi met Thursday with Chinese President Xi Jinping during a visit to Beijing aimed at building ties with her country's powerful neighbor. China's official Xinhua news agency said Xi told Suu Kyi that we appreciate your willingness to boost China-Myanmar ties. VOA's Bill Ide has more on the visit.
The visit comes at a crucial time for Myanmar-China relations. Fighting between Myanmar's military and ethnic rebels has been going on for months and at times has spilled across the border into China. Stray bombs from the fighting have landed in Chinese territory several times. In the past, China was a key supporter of Myanmar's military junta, the ruling body that long opposed Aung San Suu Kyi, kept her under house arrest, and long thwarted the country's pro-democracy movement. Bill Ide, VOA News, Beijing.
South Korea has reported its 10th fatality as a result of the Middle East Respiratory Syndrome, or MERS, as concerns persist. The outbreak is also taking an economic toll. The Ministry of Health and Welfare said the latest fatality is a 75-year-old man who contracted the virus while undergoing treatment for terminal lung cancer, according to the Yonhap News Agency. Businesses reported a sharp drop in sales. The South Koreans, fearful of catching the deadly virus, have avoided shops, theaters, and other areas with large crowds. A Kenyan government official says it has a goal of getting 100,000 Somali refugees to voluntarily go back home by the end of the year. Government officials have blamed refugee camps in Kenya for the rise in extremism in the country following an extremist attack on a university in which 148 people, mostly students, died on April 2nd in Kenya's eastern region. Deputy President William Ruto gave the UN Refugee Agency 3 months to close a camp in Kenya's east where over 300,000 Somali refugees live. Police in Malaysia have detained four international tourists accused of posing naked at that country's highest peak last month, just days before an earthquake killed 18 climbers on the mountain. Sabah State Police Chief Jalaluddin Abdul Rahman said the penalty for such crimes involves a fine and 3 months' jail time. Didn't identify the four, but local media said they were two Canadian siblings, as well as a Dutch male and a British female. They were believed to be part of a group of 10 people who stripped naked before taking photos on Mount Kinabalu on the 30th of May. A Sabah official has blamed the tragedy, the earthquake, on the foreigners for showing what he called disrespect to the sacred mountain. I'm Ira Melman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.